Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
Back there was new from Nathaniel Rateliff and The Night Sweats. I Need Never Get Old is the song. KX93.5 is the station, and Daily Scramble Live is the morning show. Yelp's got a new list of the top 100 places to eat in the United States. Just came out a couple days ago. And it's according to rankings since Yelp's founding in 2004. So it's 12 years of ratings that allowed you to make this list or not. Would you like to know some of the restaurants that made in top Orange County?
I'm dying to know. Explain again how they come to the conclusions about these restaurants. Who votes on it?
Well, Yelp is a aggregate of reviews, basically. So once people eat somewhere, they'll go on Yelp and they'll review it. It gets a certain number of stars. And based on the amount of ratings and the quality of the ratings.
Okay, so it's customer reviews.
Customer reviews, yeah. So it's based on people's tastes. So since 2004... these are the Orange County restaurants that made the list. Mama D's Italian Kitchen, an Italian coastal favorite in Newport Beach, ranked the highest at number 8 out of 100.
Wow. Never heard of it. Have you?
No, I haven't, actually. But I'll have some info about them in a moment. Cream Pan of Tustin, number 11 on the list. Mr. Barbecue in Fullerton, number 27.
They all sound like porn stars, don't they? Cream Pan.
Mr. Barbecue.
I'm Mr. Barbecue.
Istanbul Grill of California.
Right, that's my porn name.
Fountain Valley, number 43. And Rockfire Grill.
Yeah.
Mission Viejo, number 60. So, Cream Pan and Mama D's are apparently the best known. The Tustin Bakery, in business for more than a decade, is known for its namesake puffy sweet bun filled with light custard, as well as its custard and strawberry-filled croissants. And Mama D's is a longtime neighborhood favorite for classic Italian fare along Newport Boulevard. Rockfire Grill is a little newer. That's got stone-cooked pizzas and flatbreads, as well as burgers. And the Yelp ranking is based on its Mission Viejo location, but it also has a location in Santa Ana on 17th Street. And the number one restaurant on the entire list is in Burbank. It's Porto's Bakery and Cafe, which is a Los Angeles institution that also has locations in Glendale and Downey and soon in Buena Park, is known for its Cuban cakes, French mousses, Italian sweets, cheese rolls, and cheese strudels.
Yeah,
you know, if you don't like sweets, this list is kind of lame.
I've eaten in that place.
You have?
Those restaurants are not really, it's not like they're really sort of high-end.
No, it's not at all. No.
It's just the ones that people rave about.
Yeah, and since it's based on volume of ratings as well, the cheaper places are obviously going to be higher up.
Right,
more people have been there, most
likely. Also, places that serve coffee. A lot of them are sort of coffee shops. People go in there, they have 4 shots of espresso, and then they're frantically yelping.
So I don't know. I don't know how to agree with this list or not. I haven't been to any of those places. You know, a place like, you know, Broadway by Amar Santana in Laguna Beach, an amazing restaurant, wouldn't make this list because it's not as big of an establishment. Not as many people has been there.
Yeah.
So it's hard to gauge whether it's successful. A couple places in Palm Springs made the list as well. California definitely had a big, big representation on here. It's Indio, a bakery and deli, TKB Bakery and Deli in Indio is the 5th. Restaurant on the list, a sandwich place, basically.
Well, interesting.
So you can see the whole list at Yelp's blog and maybe try these places out. I believe I've had Porto's as well, just like a strudel or something.
Yeah. The cheese roll rings a bell.
Yeah.
That cheese roll rings a bell. I don't know, sometimes those reviews as well. I've heard that a friend of mine's got a restaurant and he says that people post negative reviews. Like his opposite, his competition post negative review.
Well, think about it. Oh, his competition does?
Yeah.
I mean, from a personal perspective, I've never gone out of my way to review something unless I've hated it.
Me too.
You know, when do you go on and review something? Unless it was outstanding,
really
out of this world.
Yeah.
If it was just good, I'm never going to go review it.
Yeah.
But there are some crazy Yelpers out there.
There are crazy Yelpers.
That go out of their way to do it. And finally, there's a Korean barbecue place in Cerritos called Gin Korean Barbecue, which I love Korean barbecue. It's amazing. Also has a location in Tustin that made number 37 on the list.
What's Korean barbecue? What's different about that? I've never had Korean barbecue, I don't think.
Please let me tell you. Let me tell you.
All right.
So Korean barbecue, first of all, you get a grill.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me revise. Japanese barbecue, you get a grill at your table.
Yeah.
Korean barbecue, it's buffet style, and you fill up what you want, and then you can come back to your table and grill it, or sometimes they grill it for you in the back.
So you're taking raw meat, basically, and you grill it yourself.
You grill it yourself. Huh. Mongolian barbecue, they grill for you. Korean, you usually grill yourself.
You know all about this.
And also with Korean barbecue, they bring you a million little sides. Like, that you sit down, and they bring you, like, 100 tiny plates of random Korean vegetables that go with your whole thing. Yeah. Oh, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, brilliant. All right, I'm going to try that.
Stephanie points out that I have had Porto's, and I had the potato balls, and she says I quote-unquote loved it. All right, I believe you.
Well, you know, that's actually, it's on my mind a little bit, this Asian food, because I'm going to Japan soon with my friend Dr. Joe Ferguson.
Right.
And he hates fish.
Oh, what?
I know.
Don't go.
Isn't it bizarre?
Bizarre.
No, I can do my own thing there.
No, not you, him.
Yeah, he shouldn't. I mean, Japan is fish and Tokyo greatest sushi in the world, from what I read. So, I don't know what he's going to do there.
Let me give you two tips on this subject. One, manage your expectations. Because I had sushi in Japan, and I was ready for it just to blow my mind.
But we have great sushi here.
It's pretty damn good.
I know, a friend of mine goes to a certain restaurant in town. I won't name them. Because they don't advertise on it or they don't sponsor our station.
Yeah.
But he goes to this restaurant and he goes to Japan 4 or 5 times a year.
It's really...
He says, it's great.
It's the same.
Good as anything.
Yeah, so keep that in mind.
Right.
Secondly, make sure you look at the pictures and know what you're ordering because I accidentally ate raw horse flesh in Japan.
They do eat some things that we're not...
Don't eat horse flesh.
Yeah.
And thirdly, make a reservation if you still can at Jiro's restaurant. Did you look into this?
Have you seen the movie?
Jiro Dreams
Down
of Sushi?
It's
going to cost you
station.
Like $400 a person.
No, I'm not going.
But you have to do it. You have to do it.
No, I'm not.
He's going to die soon, and he's the world's most preeminent sushi chef.
Will they make sushi out of him when he dies, do you think? That would
God
be the...
damn it, Jason. Here's a local band called Private Island. We're still giving away some tickets to the Ben Brown's Valentine's Day Golf Tournament coming up.